Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the grain markets are, actually, they're pretty quiet, but the wheat market is responding very nicely today. One, the report was a little friendly to wheat, but more than that, it's the weather. It's the 7 to 10 day forecast that we're looking at that's calling for hot and dry. And the wheat crop condition ratings coming out this afternoon, we'll see if they don't show some deterioration going backwards, because after we caught the rains, they started to show improvement. Now, all of a sudden, I think they're going to show deterioration again, and that just helps keep the market going. Now, if we can hold here on the KC wheat and keep our Julys around this 452, 453, we might have the ability to then take out the spike high day, and, of course, that puts the wheat on its way to 496. And that's kind of where I think the wheat is headed, 496 to possibly as high as 514. The corn market getting a little pullback, but I don't think the top is in yet on this corn. I don't even visualize the top being in on this corn until you get pretty much towards through the pollination period. That doesn't mean you can't have down periods for brief times, only to add more opportunity, but to walk your way still back higher. I don't see corn breaking with the pollination time frame coming around. And as Dr. Owen Taylor puts it, he thinks we have a 35% chance of drought this summer. He says nationally a 70% chance of below trend line yields this year. And his average guess for a bushel per acre national average is 138. Far cry from a year ago. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a good day.